Blog Talk Radio. Geek Radio Night. It is Thursday. We're having, as usual, a little bit of technical difficulties, but I think we're live. We're going to let our Twitter followers talk to us and our chat room folks let us know if they can, if we're coming in loud and clear. But this is Deb Evans with Deb Evans Consulting, and my co-host tonight, she's the ever popular BJ Emerson. BJ, how you doing?
I'm good, Deb. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. I'm just hoping all our listeners can. We'll find out.
Well, good. Yeah, so good to be back on the show. And it's been quite a while, I guess, been several months. So glad to be back and excited about the, you know, what we're going to talk about tonight. And so we go way back here. With you know, when did we start this show, you and I?
We started it in, I think it was May, 2 years ago. We just had our anniversary, and I think the last time that you were on with us this year was to celebrate the 100th show.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did
that great. Google Hangout still hanging out there in, on the YouTube somewhere? Because I looked at it,
yeah,
I came across
that
the other
fun.
Day.
That was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, so welcome back. You've got lots of things you can share with us at the end of the show. Can't wait to learn a little bit more about your traveling for your book. So,
and I hope to show hope to share some geek it out tips here. So we'll see how well that goes.
Well, everybody is tuning in because they know the. King of Geek is with me tonight, so I've got my iPad and my computer, and I'll be all ready for the Geek It Out, so you can amaze me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, pressure's on. I'm not even going to let you up. It is time for the pressure. So you and I are very social, and AK shared Excite, I don't even know how long ago it was. It wasn't that long ago. This site called Foller.com. And I decided to go on the site, build my social identity, and I was just so thrilled with it that I ventured out there, sent an email out to the CEO, Stephen Fells, and just said, I love it. Would you please be my guest? And guess who we have on with us tonight?
I could never guess.
I bet you couldn't guess. So, Stephen, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you very much. How are you?
I love that accent. When I sent the email, and then Stephen and I had a call. I like to call you Stephen. I think you actually go by Steve. So it's like, oh, wow, he's got an accent. That's pretty cool. But tell us a little bit about yourself and tell everybody where you're originally from.
Well, I sometimes tell people I'm from Brooklyn, but unfortunately, if I'm talking to somebody from Brooklyn, they catch me out. I'm originally from just outside London, England. I've been in the US since the mid-90s. I got here about 94. Most Americans seem to think that I'm actually Australian, but my accent is the same as the Geico Gecko. I just can't save you 15% or more on your car insurance.
And where did I see, it's on one of your profiles or somewhere that you actually list that. It's like, I sound like the Gecko.
yeah. Honestly, 9 out of 10 people think I'm Australian. But sometimes it's easier for me just to say, yes, I am. I've been in the US now for quite some time. I actually become a citizen several years back. My wife and I now live in upstate New York with our three children. We love it. We've all, you know, really enjoy living in the US.
Cool. So, BJ, do you think he sounds Australian? I think he does.
Yeah, is this the first person that we've had on the phone with that kind of dialect there? I don't know, on the show.
Actually, we had someone, one of our guests one time, called in from Australia. And that was Diane, and she happened to live under a flight zone. So we got to listen to all the planes going over. But, no, I've actually had an Australian on live as a guest. So this is our first UK guest. But so let's talk a little bit about Fowler. And am I saying it right? You do pronounce it Fowler, correct?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, obviously, there's different dialects within the U.S. as well, and but the way you're pronouncing it is the way that I would pronounce it.
Okay. So with all the social media options that we have, I know how I use Fowler, but where does it actually fit?
Well, let's take a step back and look at sort of, you know, the world that we live in. I mean, I think too many social media experts, often self-titled experts, use the phrases social media and social networking interchangeably. And the reality is they're two distinct and separate things. You know, sticking the word social in front of networking and media doesn't change the core meaning of those words. So if we look at what social truly represents, it's my opinion that it represents free speech. If you look at the evolution of human communication, we're going through an extremely important time now. This is historical. For the first time ever, one person can now share their information in real time with an unprecedented number of people. This double-edged sword, as I call it, you know, is great for brands and individuals, and it's also scary. We're presented as a result of the advent of essentially mobile technology and also social tools with this phenomenal opportunity to share. Again, at any time, where we are, what we're doing, who we're with, and also what we think. There's a lot of brands out there that are focused on now this great opportunity to share their words and their marketing messages, but of course they're also losing control over their brands. The best analogy I can give you is something like Starbucks, but you could use it, you know, any franchise. It's very easy for me to go in and say, you know, I'm in a Starbucks coffee shop. I'm with these friends, this is what I'm ordering, and it's a great experience. You know, I highly recommend this place. And so word-of-mouth marketing on steroids is really this social conversation that's now available to everybody. But I can just as easily criticize that facility. And in the good old days where somebody would have a complaint and go to a corporation, they don't need to do that now. They can just, you know, tweet about it or use Foursquare or Facebook Places or a whole multitude of services to communicate whether they like or dislike a particular brand or experience. So on the business side, again, there's this huge opportunity to, if it's a positive message, to leverage people's extended networks. If I tweet about something, then it reaches thousands of people. I'm now marketing for that brand, but likewise, I can also damage that brand. For the individuals, there's other issues that are there. There's this sense of overwhelming information. People are saying that there's just too much out there. But the reality is, even though there's obviously people that we all know that look at something like Facebook and say, oh, I don't get it, it's a waste of time, I don't want to share my information, people have changed how they communicate. And that's never going to go away. If social conversation, social communication, social marketing, media networking, whatever label you want to put on the world that we live in, represents free speech, it's here to stay, and we're going to see more and more of it. So what we see is as more communication is taking place online, and again, this is a trend that we're going to see more of. This is not just something that's going to happen for a short time and go away. Whether people realize it or not, they're building their legacy online. The scary and exciting truth is that our grandchildren will know significantly more about us than we will ever know about our grandparents. as information is backed up and shared and stored for eternity, you know, future generations of our families will be able to search for us, be it through Google, Bing, or you know, whatever happens to be the, you know, the search engine of choice at that time, and find out an enormous amount of information about us. And so we are building now legacy. And so where Follow comes from is the acknowledgement that our very identity, our digital identity, is something that we need to be aware of and to control and to participate in. Essentially, what Follow represents is the glue around the most important thing in your life, whether you want to admit it or not, and that's you. We are the glue that holds together everything online about you. So through a simple website URL, a simple domain name, somebody can go to your Follow account and from there see images of you, see your latest tweet, your latest blog post, your full resume, absolutely everything. Of course, there's the corporate side of the business as well, but for the consumer, we end up being this one hub, this one location that contains absolutely everything about you. And so that's the heart of what Follow represents off of the back of this enormous change in communication.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here and just kind of ask a couple questions here. So I think Deb actually is more familiar with your platform than I am, and so I signed up the other day. And for those kind of listening in, so it's follr.com. Do I have that right?
Yes, yep. You do.
And so I signed up and I was trying to navigate and looking in there, and it seemed very simple to add my social network. So for someone who is just doing this for the first time and they're trying to understand what your platform does, so walk us through just kind of like the registration process a little bit and tell us what we're going to experience there as we're trying to configure this profile, the most effective way to get the most benefit out of your product there.
For it to be effective, you would obviously content relative to your needs, and everybody's unique, everybody's needs will be unique, and so the product has been built with extensibility in mind, with flexibility at the core to enable somebody to represent whatever information they want to represent. The reality is you don't need to have a Twitter account, a Facebook account, be on LinkedIn and you know, maybe multiple other social networks in order to use Follow. You might be looking for a simple website with minimal information about you as you go to look for a job. We're seeing significantly more usage for Follow accounts, almost like an online resume. There is a move within the hiring process, and this is not new news, but for companies to check out essentially your social media presence online, and Follow addresses this one need. Follow addresses lots of different needs, and so it's difficult to answer your question with one answer because it really depends upon what you're looking to achieve in essentially aggregating all of your information online. But again, one hypothetical example. There's a New York City venture capital company called Union Square Ventures. There was an article written about them in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year. They were hiring and they didn't want anybody to send resumes. Why? Because resumes are useless. They're written by people. Essentially, there's only going to be good information in there. And the reality is we're going to try and sell ourselves if we put references in there. There's only going to be people to say good things about us. So what Union Square Ventures were looking for was essentially a list of all of your links online. And the reason for that is they felt it more accurately represented the true you, your true character. They want to see the sorts of things that you like on Facebook, the sort of things that you share as far as, you know, your likes and dislikes. And ultimately, your online activity is beginning to demonstrate more accurately your true character. And, of course, this from a hiring perspective is important. Most companies hire people with the assumption that they're going to be there for a very long period of time. You want to work with people that have similar outlooks to you know, the needs of the company. And so what we're beginning to see is Follow used for just as a resume. We have a very large client base within the real estate industry. Realtors traditionally have presences and put content out through multiple different social networks and blogs. And so, again, it acts as a single source. And in many instances, it's referred to as a social business card. It won't ever replace a traditional business card, but my personal business card has nothing on it other than my name and my follower address. That's it. And I'll often tell people that if you go to that website, you'll find out more information about me than you ever want to know. But you don't need to have lots and lots of online accounts in order to use it. At the heart of Folla, we have this freemium model, which is very successful. You know, Twitter, Facebook, many other companies use it. And so you can literally use the service for free and just put minimal information there to start with and then add to it as your activities and your actions increase, you know, more so online over the next, you know, few years or so.
And so you have the freemium model, and then what's the next step if I want to go further and say, hey, I like this feature, I'd like to add these other things. So what kind of is my next step there if I wanted to consider a bigger commitment there?
So we have three core products under Folla. We have the consumer version, again, there's the free version, and there's the pro version, which is $29.95 a year. What the pro version gives you is extra bells and whistles as far as features are concerned. There's detailed statistics. There's the ability to upload documentation. There's lots of additional services that you get for that annual cost. The second product is Folla Business. And so we have the ability to go to a corporation and create a digital identity website for every single one of their employees. And there's a whole subset of services that benefit a business and their brand by doing that. And then the third version is Folla Community. Folla Community is for chambers of commerce, it's for colleges. It really is for any organization that has a membership a collection of individuals that they want to bring together and essentially leverage to broaden their reach or provide additional services and in many instances generate significant revenue. Both the individual and the community version start off with the free version, and then of course there's this opportunity to upgrade to pro if that's what the person wants.
Right. So I think one of the questions that perhaps we didn't or we haven't addressed yet, what does Folla do for SEO? And so as you're trying to optimize your online profile and the search engine results and people are looking for you and this is your digital business card and you're basically putting in this one profile, all of your social accounts in there, what are you seeing this doing specifically for search engine results?
Ultimately, it should be one of the first results that comes up organically. We only incorporated Folla in July of last year, so even though we're a company with a tremendous amount of experience developing software, we've been developing websites and web-based software since late 95. Folla is relatively new, and so the SEO side of the product is something that we continue to work on and improve. But the ultimate goal is that if somebody Googles your name, that's the first thing that comes up. We're going to give people the ability to add metadata, meta tags, submit to all the search engines. We're in a dialogue with search engine optimization companies right now to work out the best way to achieve those sorts of results.
Gotcha.
Cool. I'm sitting here looking at the Folla site, and I'm going to have to start searching for some folks because I see in the chat room they're establishing their identities as we speak.
What is yours now, Deb? Your Folla?
It's the folla.me/Deb Evans. So if you look at mine, Steve was talking about some of the extra bells and whistles, and I can't remember which version I bought. Maybe it was the $29 one, because one of the features that I really like is the ability to load documents and have a tab that shows documents. And with the completion of, you know, the book that I've just written that's going to be self-published with Amazon, I wanted to get the electronic version out there, and it's pretty large, but I was able to zip it and stick it on the Folla site, and then I've got that link. And Steve, correct me if I'm wrong. But it looks like I have the ability to load more than one document to this page.
That's correct.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, and again, from an address standpoint, you also have the ability to purchase a domain name relative to your name. So, I could register stevefells, .info or stevefells.com. I choose not to. There's one other owner of the business, and he's got a specific domain name for his digital identity website. I've chosen to go the alternative just so that we can demonstrate in conversation, the two options. But you can register through the software, a unique domain name so that you don't need to use, follow.me or follow.us.
Yeah, so I have to do that.
So I'm looking at Dev's profile here, and there's the home content stream about influence. Now, of these things that I'm looking at here, which ones are the bells and whistles that are in the pro version here? She mentioned the documents. Is influence, is that a part of the pro package as well?
No, it's not. Influence is a freebie. Many of the extra features are actually on the back end, because what you're looking at is the front end of Follow. You're looking at Deb's digital identity website. There's a whole back end, a whole network that really is the beef, the engineering behind most of what we've done. When you log into Follow, yes, you can create this public-facing digital identity website, but you can also network with people within the actual Follow back end. And some of the additional features that you get as a pro, as a paid user, is the ability to add more information on the back end. There's certain tags that you can add, and people can vouch for those. Our actual vision for this is that, just hypothetically, if somebody was looking for an engineering consultant in Texas, the person that had the highest Follow score with those particular keywords would come up within the search results first. So we have the ability to then connect people with those individuals that most match their needs. So within the actual back-end software, there's that functionality. There's also detailed statistics. We get to show you what people are looking at specifically. Are they going to your Facebook account more? Are they going to your LinkedIn account more? You want to know where people are actually going to. Once they hit your digital identity website, then where do they go? And we have some nice charts that show that over a period of time. There's a lot of features that do come with the free version, and the majority of people find the free version very functional. For those people that do want to be able to add far more information about themselves, that want the statistics and the like, then they have this opportunity to pay for the pro version, which is just under $30 a year. So it'd be extremely cost effective.
Interesting. Very interesting. I like the endorsers piece there. So it's kind of all built into one with the. It looks like you're pulling in the Clout Score and a couple others.
We're one of very few companies that have automated the social influence tools. If you look on the Clout website and you look at their authorized apps, there's just over a handful, and we're one of them. One of the things that differentiates us from other comparable products, and there are other products out there, none of them have a feature set anywhere near as rich as us. And another big differentiation is that we have an API. We have relationships with large organizations that allow them to automate the creation of a digital identity website. Some of those relationships we plan on announcing in the next month or two. But we've built a platform that is immensely scalable, and the API allows us to do significant deals with very, very easy integration. And the integration with with the CLAIRE API is one of those features.
Steve, we have somebody in the chat that's just let us know that you've got a special going on, that it looks like when you sign up, you have 24 hours to buy the Pro, and you get $10 off, so that it drops it down to $19.95. I mean, it's already
that's
affordable.
Well, this is the creative marketing people at the helm.
Very good. Yeah, and I love that you can add your wallpaper to the back. I played around with that for a while, trying to figure out what did I want, if anything, as wallpaper, like you do with Twitter. There is a high use of realtors. I did notice that as I was going through the trying to make connections and get more folks familiar with it. BJ, question for you. Do you think that this is a site that the franchise industry could use? I mean, the features that Steve was talking about as far as a brand or organization getting everybody on board, I think franchise brands might be able to put something like this into place and help do some branding.
Yeah, I certainly think it would be helpful, at least from an SEO standpoint, to get us, to get that snapshot or the picture there, and then see all those different social networks and things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'd have to think about that some more and try to understand the business product there. But I do have one question on the content stream. So if I just wanted to see kind of what Deb was up to in one place where it's going to stream all her stuff. So right now I see Twitter and a RSS feed, looks like, for her blog. Are you able to pull in other social networks into that feed as well?
You are, and this actually ties into Deb's question about not only franchises using the product, but also businesses in general. If we look at HR issues today, we're in a whole new world of hurt, and we're seeing increased litigation around what people are doing online. Again, my favorite phrase in the good old days, you'd have an employee that could badmouth their brand, their business, their boss, talk inappropriately about a customer, and only those people within earshot would get to hear about it. This new world of social communication changes all of that. I mean, I can say this as an American citizen. It's not a black and white fact that free speech exists in this country like everybody likes to think it does. If you say things, there are consequences. You simply can't say and do whatever you want. And I can point you to, again, increased litigation around exactly this, especially when it impacts the workplace. What we now have is companies creating social media policies. Some will ban the use of certain social tools. My initial background was in law enforcement. I still have a lot of friends who are serving police officers, and they're not allowed to use, services like Facebook. The reality is you're never going to stop people from saying dumb things. But what companies can do by leveraging the Follow platform is for any of those employees that are public facing or communicate publicly through email or through sort of any sort of direct sort of contact with customers, the brand has the ability through that employee's digital identity website to use them, almost to leverage them as an announcement platform. Each one of those employees has an extended network of people. And so if on each employee's digital identity website, and this is, again, part of Follow Business, the company says, well, you will have our Twitter account. You will have an RSS feed for our blog account. Those employees, every time they send an email out, and there will be a little link to, their Follow account on the bottom, with the domain name branded for the business, they are now acting as a conduit to all of that content. So now when somebody goes to check out that digital identity website, they get to see the company's, the brand's latest tweet and also their latest blog post. Now Follow acts as a traffic generator. And again, we're right at the beginning of this, but businesses are beginning to realize that, you know, in some instances they have tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of employees. All of them can be used to extend the corporate message. A lot of companies still trying to get their head around exactly how that works, but this is not going away. It really isn't.
When was Follower established? When did you first open this live?
We had a beta version probably late 2010, then into 2011 we completely rebuilt it. We rebooted it as we realized the size of the opportunity. We rewrote the platform, and then we incorporated Follower Inc. July of last year. And since then, we've carried on rolling out new features and doing deals predominantly with larger organizations. Our focus is sort of like, you know, top down. But we have one reason why there's a lot of real estate agents in there is that the National Association of Realtors, which is the largest trade association in the country, they have a technology course called ePro, and Follower is a requirement. But the reality is Follower is something that can be used, or digital identity is something that's important to every person, every business, every industry segment, every country. That's where we anticipate that the growth will be, mostly outside of real estate.
Yeah, and I could see, when you look at it and the ease of being able to put all of my, and I'm looking at it, I think I'm actually missing some, put all my links on one page that's very visual, it's very clear, and somebody can go to this page and they can link off to my website or my LinkedIn or my Twitter, which, you know, we always talk about put all your social links in your email signature. Well, I think what I'm going to turn around and do is just put the one link to Follower, and then
it's certainly
exactly
what we're
saying.
There was one real estate agent, I think she was in Texas. Her email signature was the longest one I've ever seen. I think there was somewhere in the region of 25 links, and she replaced it with one.
Right.
There's obscure benefits to our product. For large corporations that spend an enormous amount of money printing new business cards, every time somebody changes a telephone number, well, they don't need to do that anymore. They just, you know, they give their employee one URL, and the website changes. We have this back end system that allows anyone at a corporation just to go in and change information, you know, very quickly. There's lots of fringe benefits like that as well.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at it, and looking at the chat to see if we have any questions. So, BJ, did you say that you started an account the other day? I'll have to look for yours.
There's really nothing to see at this point. So, I did sign up, and I think I added a couple of networks. I didn't customize it very much, and so I did get started to understand kind of how the whole thing works, just so I could speak to it. And just trying to understand really overall what it does for me and how, again, interested in the SEO, but I like the fact that in one place I can kind of see all that activity and perhaps you or AK or someone else that I know, I didn't know you were on this particular network. And so I can add you there or join you there, and I get visibility to all those social networks.
If you have membership to a specific social network that's not listed as one of our social profiles, it's something that we can add very easily. It seems new social networks turning up in new ones every month. So, again, with extensibility in mind, we've built it so that we can add those new networks pretty simply.
Well, the fact that you added Pinterest and Clout, which are the two, you know, hot ones right now, that thrilled me to death, because you don't see much where you can actually connect to either to Pinterest or to Clout. So
Yeah, one,
definitely.
One future enhancement that we anticipate rolling out is also that if you have a piece of information, you could enter it into your follower account, and then it gets shared out to all of these places. So instead of being a hub for everything that's out there, it can also be in an announcement platform, which brings up the issue of privacy of information. This is something that often people say, well, hold on, I don't necessarily want all this information available. The reality is all we're doing is giving people one place to find information that is already publicly accessible. Everything that you display via your digital identity website is already on the web, and people can find it. We just make it a little bit easier for them. And so you're not really, giving access to information that's secret. It's already out there. The reality is, somewhat blunt, I know, but if you don't want information shared, don't put it out on the web in the first place.
Right. It's in the same thing, with Twitter, direct messages and everything. I just don't trust the platforms as much as they'd like to make it private. Anything you type into, you type out there, it's possible that it could be shared. We have a question in the chat. Laurie asks, is there a way to search your networks to see who has a profile? I don't know of one. Is there a way to do that?
You can search within Follow. Certainly,
right.
there's the mechanism where you can type in somebody's last name and it will show you everybody with that last name. There isn't a way that I'm aware of that you would be able to search sort of outside of the Follow software for anybody else that happens to be using the software. It's an interesting idea, actually. I have to think about it. Yeah, definitely.
So you can check to see who else is, possibly a follower user. Very good. One of the other questions we had is there a way to measure how effective my social media efforts are within Follower?
That would be via the statistics. For pro users, they have the ability to see quite detailed analytics. And again, this is a product differentiation between us and other sort of reputation-based services. We show exactly how many times people click through to your Facebook page, to your Twitter account, to your blog. And we do that over a period of about, a month. And it's fascinating. I mean, it really does show you where people go to find more information out about you. We all like to think that we know that, people find us on LinkedIn, right? And there's no data to prove that. You might get, a few more emails or leads or invitations through one particular social network, but that doesn't mean people are looking at it the most. It's somewhat voyeuristic, this new world. And so it's almost impossible to find out the answer to that question. Follow solves it. Follow will show you, once somebody starts off on your Follow account, where they then go to.
Right. And I would say, I'm looking at my stats now. It's very colorful. I've got the LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, website, Clout, and Pinterest, and it's pretty cool to look at the day and say, oh, look at how many clicks I had on the Pinterest, but, not so many on the Clout. Right now I'm looking, and at least on my account, LinkedIn and Pinterest is catching the most clicks.
Yeah, and we also provide additional statistics that show specifically within your digital identity website what pages people look at. Are they looking more at your content stream? Are they looking at documentation? So there's, again, extremely detailed analytics. One of the other benefits is to the pro version is the ability to plug in Google Analytics, which gives you, just everything that you would want to know. Again, we've tried to provide as much as we possibly can as far as functionality is concerned and flexibility.
Yeah, BJ, you would be impressed with the analytics. I'm still trying to figure all that out. But because of the document that I mentioned earlier, it's like, oh, I haven't gone to look to see how many have actually looked at that and how many views. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, also the ability to embed a video. And again, this is, you know, back to back to your point earlier on, BJ. You were talking about, you know, franchises and how they would benefit from this. We have a relationship with a large exit real estate organization in Florida. The one thing that they loved the most was the ability just to take their latest TV commercial, which of course is on YouTube, and then they just cut and paste the embed code, and it updates thousands of accounts. And now all of a sudden, again, from a marketing standpoint, from a traffic generation standpoint, you've got all of these digital identity websites out there all acting as a platform to raise awareness around a specific video. On mine, I just have, you know, a somewhat simple video of me saying, you know, welcome to my online business card, you know, please connect with me. But it is as simple as cutting and pasting an embed code. We've developed software over the years with ease of use and scalability in mind. Our mantra has been for the longest time, build once, sell repeatedly. And it's about creating commodity software. And that's really what Foller is. We've developed it, and I believe we've been very successful in doing this, so that you don't need to be a programmer. You don't need to understand HTML. You literally can point and click and work your way through adding content to a really sophisticated piece of software without ever realizing just how sophisticated it is. The easier it is, the more we've achieved our goals and objectives.
Yeah. So, BJ, the video that I have on one of my tabs is the FranCamp one with you.
I did notice
that. I've switched that out. good. Steve, I think you should get some new users. I think that it's really a great platform and something that I'm going to continue testing it out and sharing myself. Looks like the folks in the chat have started their accounts. So we'll just keep you posted on how we like it and send you some ideas.
Yeah, please do. I mean,
new features.
Yeah, I mean, 90-something% of the features for this product and other products that we've created come from users. You know, we're not geniuses. We don't know everything, and people come to us with problems, and we solve them, and new features are born from that process. We are absolutely open to any suggestions on improvements. The only caveat being that, you know, obviously we're trying to serve an extremely wide user base, and if something is extremely focused, then you know, the chances of us including that over and above something that would appeal to the general population obviously comes into the decision making process.
Right. Why don't you give the audience where they can follow you, the websites, your social sites, and how they can connect with you?
Sure. Obviously, the primary website is just foller.com, so F-O-L-L-R.com. Off of that, you will find our blog, but the Twitter account is at Foller. And then for my personal contact information, just go to foller.me/Steve. Again, you'll find lots of information there about me, my resume and the like. I know a lot of people say this, and I'm going to say it, and I mean it. You know, feel free to contact me at any time for any reason. I'm absolutely accessible. So if somebody has questions, you know, you'll see my contact information on there, including direct telephone numbers and email addresses.
I can vouch for that. I was totally surprised. You answered me almost immediately. Thrilled to death. So
thank you so much. You can't hide behind a brand anymore. You have to make yourself available.
No, and you know, and with social media and the social platforms, I have to say, when you're marketing or cold calling or reaching out, you know, to get a guest, everybody's not only accessible; they really sincerely mean it. You know, if you have shared your link and your email address and your Facebook page or whatever it might be, it's because they want you to connect with them. So,
I mean, there is this concept of oversharing, and you know, I've probably been guilty of it in the past. I'm something I'm aware of, I'm conscious of it, and I try not to overshare. I mean, there's also the issue of your personal and your private life, and you know, where do you
sure.
put information out there?
Yeah.
That's a relatively easy thing for me, because I'm the same person, you know, on this call as I will be to my children,
mm-hmm.
to my customers, to my mother, to my neighbors. Not everybody has that. They have a very distinct
right.
line that gets drawn. And, you know, we have, it doesn't happen very often, but there's instances of people that will have a professional version of their follower account and a, you know, a personal one. But, you know, it is possible to differentiate those.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. We're going to move to the Geeking Out segment. You're more than welcome to hang on the line with us, or you can go ahead and say hello to your family. But, BJ?
I'm going to hang, but mute.
You're going to... Okay, very good. So, BJ, we are ready for Geek It.
It's a very geeky show. A tiny listen to with mother. Don't show me.
Okay, BJ. You know, that really does come to an abrupt end. I'm going to have to find a way to mute it out a little bit. But
I was thinking you were waiting for me to stop it.
No. It's just it's Blog Talk. But before we actually go to the Geek It Out, and I know Dana and everybody else is ready for it, I want everybody to know what you've been traveling all around promoting here.
It's a little history. You know, when we were doing you know, Social Geek Radio together for a while there, just a lot of traveling, and I kept missing the shows and so forth, and that has continued, and so just doing a lot of speaking, which has been great, and traveling around. And so we had in 2011, there were 7 books that were published that featured or profiled our case studies or Tasty Delight in some way or another. And so, you know, it took us a little while to realize, hey, perhaps we should do something. Well, actually, we started about 2 years ago with this project, and is just now coming to fruition. So, McGraw-Hill is our publisher for the Tasty Delight Way, and the timing of it really, really worked out well, because now on September 7th in New York City, the mayor of New York City is declaring September 7th Tasty Delight Day. We're doing a 25th birthday celebration there at our flagship in Columbus Circle. And we got McGraw-Hill to move the publishing date to September 7th. So that's, I think, not this, let's see, 2 weeks from tomorrow, right? Yeah. And so so big events going on there, all kinds of things, 25-cent Tasty Delight. Who can't turn that down? That's kind of what's going on. And so that'll be the big launch. And so all of the speaking things that I'm doing now, we're obviously including the book, and we're doing giveaways, and we did over 80 interviews for this book. Deb, you're in the book, and you were sort of part of that process, and it was just a really, really interesting process, and perhaps on another show we go into greater detail after the book launch. Perhaps we take a whole show and go through, you know, kind of how we wrote the book, how it came together, what the book is about, all those things. Talk about some of the people in the book, many, you know, in the franchise industry. So you got Jack Munson in there. You got Thomas Scott in there. Jenny McDonald has got a tweet in there. Of course, you're in there, and a bunch of other folks that we know, and customers and engagement stories and a lot of different great content. So a lot of good stuff, very exciting, and I just got my copies in the mail the other day. We just got them here at the office as well, and are going to be sending a bunch out So you're going to see a lot here in the next couple weeks.
Cool.
Related to that. So a lot of interested folks in
well,
that. It's
I would
the
tell
first
you,
of its kind. It's the first
yeah.
of its kind written from a brand perspective. So hey, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I would tell you if there was any way I could be in New York and I'd stand behind the counter and I'd, because, you know, I've done enough tweet up now with the swirl contest. Not that I've won any, but I think I could probably get a good swirl going. I'd be there, but I've got grandbaby number two on the way, so I just can't make it. But I'll be there in spirit because that should be fun. Now, will all the Tasties in New York City, because you have more than just one, are they all celebrating, or are you just going to do the one right there in Manhattan?
I think nationwide. I think we're trying to get adoption nationwide. So everyone's excited about it.
Oh, I go to Houston. Oh, cool.
You could.
I'm in. I could. I know where it is. There's two.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. So on a future show, we will go over all that.
Yes.
It's a fascinating story as far as I'm concerned. I think everyone would find it interesting. And, mm-hmm. and really, I think everyone, I think that's a process that everyone needs to consider in writing, you know, their story. And so anyway, all right, so let's move on to the Geek It Out. We got 10 minutes, so I'm going to cover a few of them. So let's, I'm going to throw something in the chat room here really quick. This one I saw, that, and I thought, I kind of had an idea that this would be something that we'll be looking at in the future. Now, there's really not much to see at this point if you go to it, but it's medium.com, okay? So if you just go to medium.com, right now there's, like, nothing to see. So they have yet to do something with this, but if you think about who's behind this and what it does, I think we're going to be talking about this a lot in the future, okay? So this is the first mention of it, I think, on Social Geek Radio. And in the future, if I could see the future, I see this just because of what it does and who's involved. Okay, it's that kind of thing. We have some really creative people, really, really smart people with deep pockets. They've created this thing called Medium.com. Now, in the chat room, I'm going to send you a shortcut to a page that says, you know, what is it about? Okay.
I was going to say,
and
am
then,
I looking at feet? Is that, am I on the right site?
You're looking at feet?
Yeah. I mean, medium.com. That's what I'm looking at. I'm on medium.com, and I'm looking at.
Right. It gives you a full screen picture.
Yeah.
And you can register if you want, and I think log in with Twitter. But go to the link that I just posted in the chat room. I'd read it, but it's just a string of numbers. This is kind of the about page for medium.com, all right? But you got to go to the link. So Dana says he sees a graffiti wall. So everyone is seeing different things on this medium.
Let me read it to the listeners really quick. So it's medium.com/9E53CA408C48. You know, let them try to figure that one out. But, okay, so
well,
this is.
Click the link. They could just click the link. When you go to medium.com, this link says, what is this or something. They're rethinking publishing and building a new platform from scratch. This is a preview. So if you scroll down on this about page, there's a thing that says explore, and there's some links to these medium collections is what they're called. So think of it as pin boards. So this is really a combination of kind of Pinterest. And perhaps Tumblr and a few others where you're seeing these in more of a graphical format or at least presentation, but it's not only images, there are words as well in there. And it's really slick-looking interface. So I scroll down in the page here, and I'm going to put another link in the chat for this So if you look in the chat room, click on that link.
Yeah. See if I can get a short link for it.
Could this replace Pinterest? Perhaps this is Pinterest for men. Maybe we look at it that way.
I forgot. So everybody that's listening, I forgot BJ could see in the chat, and I was just talking about him. Look, BJ found something to replace Pinterest. Okay, let's see.
Right. So the one I just put in there is called this collection, if you will. It's called Been There, Loved That, Places That Need to Be Shared with the World. And so there's all these nice pictures. And then it has some type of thing on it. Like in the corner of each one, it has an 8.5. I don't know what that means. But if you click on it, it like gives you – that's pretty cool. So everything that you click on, it gives you a full screen image and then some notes down the bottom. And then the person who –
tells you where it is. That is very cool.
The person who posted it. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's one to explore. That's one to – this is one that you're going to see in the future, okay, because Evan Williams is one of the guys behind it, okay? And he was – wasn't he one of the guys that, like, when the founders of Twitter, right? So, I mean, again, I think some really smart guys and some really deep pockets with this platform, which I'm calling it Pinterest for Men.
Pinterest for Men. Okay.
Okay. So
very cool.
I said it first. We'll see. See what happens.
Yeah, trademark that. So
okay.
Yeah, now it's beyond me how you can find sites like this, but okay, that's great. Thank you.
This one I actually got from my buddy Rick Wyan from McDonald's. He was playing around on it and I saw that he was talking about it. So okay. So let's do something that's just a little sillier than that. I'm going to post it in the chat. It's, and I don't know how to pronounce it, Gazaz, I guess, GZAAS.com. GZAAS.com. How would you pronounce that?
Gazaz. That works. Gazaz. Gaz.
Yeah, that works. And so this is simple. Where it's full screen messages. Okay, so you go to gazaz.com and then you type in something. I'll just put my name is BJ. And then you gazaz it. And then all it does is put in this big font. And then you can change the font. And you can do a bunch of different things with it, styles. Ooh, that's kind of cool. So you could kind of play with this for a while where you change the style, you change the font. Right, and then you could let's say you just wanted to send someone a birthday message, and you could say "Happy birthday, Deb," and then you change the style and you do all these different things with the font, and then you can hit share it, and it just creates a link to that full screen image. So I'm just gonna post a link, and you guys try it and post your link in the chat. So I just put a link in the chat, and if you click on that, it basically creates a URL for that thing that I just created, which just says, I think my name is BJ. And then you can share it on Twitter.
Where did you – oh, there it is. Share it. It's right there in front of me. Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yep. And then you could take these do different things with them. There's also called – so, yeah, play around with that. I mean, that's just kind of a brainless kind of thing to do.
Well,
all right.
Those are always the fun.
All right.
Okay.
So another one that I like is called curate.us, okay? So the word curate and then .us. I'll throw that in the chat here. Find my window. Curate.us. Okay, so we know right now it's all about curation, right? So we write about this in the book. We write about this in the book. You know, we're creating things, but then we also like to curate, right? So we're making all these different collections like we just saw on Medium. We have our pin boards on Pinterest, and now it's all about curating stuff. So curate.us. Now, I haven't dug in this too deeply, but I like it because I like curation. So what you do is you take and enter a URL in curate.us, and so put in your website or put in any website that you want, and then say make clip. Okay. So I put in.
Okay.
So I put in this website, and then I said make clip. So what this does is allows you to kind of take a little screenshot of a website, and then allow you to create some embed code that you would then take and put on your blog, something like that. And so then you can put in, you know, the width and the height. You can put in how you want it justified with your text. You can put in the color and then a sticky note you can add to the clip. And then it gives you, of course, a link as well and this embed code, which is what you want to use for your blog.
Yeah.
Right? So
BJ, we're gonna get cut off here in just a second.
What?
Just so you know.
To the last one. I didn't get to the last.
I'm sorry. You can continue, but Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off.
I had two more. I had two more, but that's all right.
You know what?
So,
tweet them for us, BJ. Tweet them with Blog Talk Radio or Social Geek Radio because we are down to 5 seconds. So thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you next time.
We're done.
Social Geek, Social Geek, Social Geek.